As promised, this is the news, according to me. I said I would be back, and here I am. And I'm not as grumpy. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with the sweet tea that I'm sipping on at the moment. Good old sweet tea. It's cold, too. You know, it got up to 40-some degrees here today. That's kind of unusual. It is Tuesday, February 23rd at 4:31. I take that back. 4:32. It just flipped. P.M. Eastern Standard Time in the United States of America. The greatest country on the planet of all planets. We have, I don't say that lightly. It is the most exceptional planet. Most exceptional planet. It is an exceptional planet. It is the most exceptional country on the face of this earth. And I'm not saying that because it's a great country. I'm saying that because it's exceptional. It is the exception. There's no country like this one that was founded on the principle of individual liberty and governance, that self-governance and responsibility would be the rule, that there would be no ruler over us. You see, the problem people have, and this is a general rule, people want to have a king. They see the president as the king. And that was not the way. This is the rub where the left has a problem, because they want a king. They see the president as the king. They see the president as their identity in this nation. It was never meant to be that way by the founders. They wanted George Washington to be the king initially. And he said he would have no part of it. And they set out to put together a government that was for of and by the people, where the president was only one third of the governmental structure. And so here we are. We have the executive, legislative, and the representative. Whatever, I can't remember all the, I always get the names wrong, all of them. But and within that we have checks and balances. And people like to step across those lines many times. And here is something. Speaking of stepping across those lines, and this should frighten the daylights out of every human being, because, again, the rights of every man are threatened when the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. JFK. Don't agree with a whole lot with JFK, but I do agree with that. And I use that because it was at least he was a Democrat, and I try to win over some Democrats to say, look how far your party has come. Quite frankly, this I meant to speak about this earlier. I was going to talk about it yesterday, actually, but the one thing that came out in a SCOTUS, when I say SCOTUS, I mean Supreme Court of the United States. POTUS is the President of the United States. SCOTUS is the Supreme Court of the United States, just so you know. FLOTUS is the First Lady of the United States. The Supreme Court, since they have nothing to do with the election, they have a bunch of free time on their hands because they turned down like 13 cases or something, some ridiculous thing. Only on the grounds that they don't want to decide an election. The problem here is that they didn't want to hear the case before the election, and they didn't want to hear it afterwards because it would cause riots. Why do you think it would cause riots if you made a decision? Because you know what the decision is that you're going to make. And the reason you don't want to bring it up now, they didn't give a real reason. By the way, it wasn't anything that was actually justified by the Constitution saying we can't constitute, we have no constitutional power to make a ruling on this. That wasn't their issue. In my opinion, the Supreme Court has really just kind of basically made themselves irrelevant. And I've said that before. They've ruled themselves today. The Supreme Court today had a ruling. They've ruled themselves irrelevant. What they don't realize is that it's just going to be a matter of a couple months here, because there's a task force working on whether or not there should be more Supreme Court justices. Now, as predicted, speaking of the Supreme Court, the South Carolina law that basically, it's the heartbeat law, I think is what it's called. It makes it so that if you can detect a heartbeat, you cannot get an abortion, which makes it, I think, about 5 or 6 weeks, I think, something like that, which is usually about the time a person knows whether or not they're pregnant, typically. So the interesting part of this whole thing is that now the Supreme Court has decided to rule on a case where a prosecutor, this was not a case that was brought about by any public citizen, but a prosecutor who is a left-wing loon activist wanted to go after, I think it's in the state of New York, wanted to go after Trump and his tax records. We're still going after Trump because, by golly, we gotta go after this guy. So they're going after Trump, and they're going to try to find something. They don't have anything, granted. Keep this in mind. They want to be able to go through his tax records, and not just his tax returns. This is where the news media is not telling you the full story on this. They're not just going through his tax returns. They are going through all of the communication he had with his tax lawyers. If this doesn't concern you at all, then you don't understand the ramifications of this. There's no probable cause here. It is just downright, outright suspicion based on, I don't like this guy. And that should concern all of us. Whether you're on the left or the right, it shouldn't matter. So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but they're going after him. They're hoping to find something that they can prosecute him on. Find a crime. Folks, you can't do that in this country. You can't just say, well, we're going to dig into your records because we think we're going to find a crime. No, you put the crime up there based on probable cause and reasonable, suspicion, and then you go after evidence. It's spooky. This is weird stuff, folks. And they'll get away with it because the media will they'll cover for them. And the fact that, now what the Supreme Court basically did was threw it back. They threw it back to the state. They upheld their decision basically by doing so. Didn't want to rule on it. What it amounted to. So in a sense, they threw him back to the sharks. Only place he had to go to appeal. So this is the kind of thing that is very disturbing, to say the least. Now, so let's all keep that in mind and keep that in prayer in the days coming ahead, because I have the feeling this is going to turn between this case and the case in Georgia. I have the feeling that this could turn into something much bigger. Because they're going to build momentum on this stuff. And they never underestimate the ability for people to be motivated out of hatred and anger and rage to do crazy things. Now, also keep in mind that as they do this, they are opening themselves up. And we'll see what happens with all that. We'll talk more about that later. But it's crazy town out there. And this is the fact that they just won't let it go is amazing to me. So let's see what happens. See what happens with that. Some good news I have, and for those of you who live in Indiana, and I have quite a few listeners in Indiana. Speaking of which, I'm going to thank everybody for listening. And the weekends, and I'm not sure how they do my statistics on my, when I look at my statistics on my podcast here, I'm not sure exactly how they do it because sometimes it bottoms out completely. It's kind of like they take the day off, like they shut off the algorithm stuff. Maybe it's run by Dominion. I don't know. But they'll shut it off, and it'll go down to zero over the weekend. It's hard to believe. Because I know that people are listening on the weekends. I have some friends that listen. They kind of like binge. Let's say they'll listen to three or four episodes. So how can that go down to zero for a day? I don't understand that. And then, you know, it just skyrockets on, you know, like the next day. All of a sudden, it's like they turn, they process things. Now, I don't know if that's because of iTunes not sending information in. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. But obviously, it's very obvious, however, that there are, because every episode, when I put out an episode, a new episode, I look at how many listens that thing has had within the last 8 hours. And it always amazes me that there is a very consistent number, a number that is growing, by the way, of listeners. Now, today, again, the numbers are way up again, and I don't know if that has something to do with Parler, if that has something to do with the algorithms. The other thing that that comes into play here is the number of podcasts and how long and consistent you've been doing them. That also plays a part in how you are posted in front of things on various platforms, especially iTunes, or not iTunes, but Apple Podcast thing. So that has a big part to play in it as well. And tomorrow, this is episode 98. Tomorrow morning will be episode 99. And most of you probably know that after episode 99 comes episode 100 tomorrow evening. So tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday the 24th, will be episode 100 for the News According to Me, which will be very, there's going to be a big celebration. Hopefully Rabbi Rick will be here. He may not be here. If he's not here, I am going to call him and get him on the phone because we need to find out. Everybody wants to know he's okay, and so we have to. We'll have to somehow, somewhere in here, is a thing with Rabbi Rick on it. I don't know where to go. We'll be able to play this little ditty.
Rabbi Rick is on the phone.
Be able to play that one because right now. Rabbi Rick is not in the building. So we have this, some weird stuff going on. I don't think I did yesterday either. I don't think I talked about the COVID. COVID's coming for you. And I don't think I talked about it yesterday. Anthony Fauci, 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 Anthony Fauci, he's back in the news again, and he's pulling some shenanigans. Again, people are asking him straightforward questions, and he's giving them runaround answers. How does this guy stay, how does he give him any kind of credibility at all anymore? You know, I could tell at one point that basically Trump kind of wrote him off. It's like, this guy's kind of a nutcase, and kind of stopped, you know, standing next to him, basically, in the at the press reports. And I don't blame him, because the guy is a little bit off his rocker. And he won't talk about herd immunity. He wants everybody to just get vaccinated. Just everybody get vaccinated. He's pushing for everybody to get vaccinated. And there's some places where they're doing it the right way. They're vaccinating initially. They're vaccinating the most vulnerable. And then they're going from there. They're going, you know, to down the chain. They got their priorities straight. And then you've got Biden out there, who apparently seems to think that he kind of has this attitude that there wasn't a vaccine before he took office.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That there's no vaccine before he took office. Or a vaccinator to insert the vaccine into the arm. What is he talking about? And nobody calls him out on this stuff. Now, I've listened to Steven Crowder the last couple of mornings. He's been really good. Now, if you didn't get the chance to listen to him this morning, it's an episode worth listening to. I mean, he gets a little bit crazy and a little bit vulgar. He's a little bit out there, but he had some information today, and they're going to have some more. I guess tomorrow's show they're going to have more, I think. But they went out west. I think it was Arizona where they went. I think it was Arizona. Went to investigate all of the different addresses where the people said they lived, that there is no address there. There's no home there. It's an empty lot, or it's an overpass on a road. This is ridiculous. And not just a few of them, every single one that was on the list, they were verifying. And they came up with, like, I think they had like 15 or 20 that they showed this morning. I think they're going to show another bunch tomorrow. But they have many, many hundreds of them. And I guess there's upwards of, he thinks, thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of addresses that are wrong. And keep in mind what the difference was in Arizona. It's kind of ridiculous. Now he has gone out. He did some research a little bit on Lindell's information in his video as well. And I had done some too. And the numbers were not correct on a lot of Lindell's stuff. I think Lindell himself was given some bad information by some people. Now the technology parts of things and some of the things that he was, some of the people who were involved in some of his interview stuff that he did, they are credible, and they have they're downright good. Now the Voter Integrity Project, the VIP thing, I've talked about that quite a bit. And I think it's Matt Brainerd, I believe, is the guy's name, who has actually been he's one of the most credible people I've seen involved in any of this stuff. He has real numbers. And there's another guy that's also a kind of a science type guy who has done real-time actual numbers, hard numbers, looking at records, public records, and what has happened with the vote count, and especially in Nevada. He was real big on Nevada initially, and he even spoke to one of the, I think it was the Senate, the one that Ron Johnson put together, the Senate hearing that they had about the election and the problems and the anomalies and the stuff that was going on there. And he just had the facts. Now, this Chris Krebs guy was also there, and that guy is a never-Trumper, big time. Of course, he worked for Trump, and he got fired. And he is in my opinion, he's just as much of a left-wing rat. He looks like he just walked off the train from Antifa. Is that a town? I think there's a town called Antifa, isn't there? There's a place called Antifa. Christopher Ray said it's just an idea, but I think it's not an organization. I think it's just a place. I digress. I'm kidding, folks. Don't take me seriously about that stuff. So, not that I take any flack for it. I just kind of wondered. No. So that stuff's going on. And if you get a chance to listen to Steven Crowder, or I'll just tell you what he said. That, you know, you can just, if you don't want to listen to the show, you can just listen to my synopsis of his show. Joking, goofiness, and then some hard facts. Now, I've noticed there have been a few times when Crowder has put on some things that he's had some data that has been askew. Let's just say it's not been quite right. He will make corrections pretty quickly, and I'm of the same opinion. and this comes from listening to Rush. He made a good point one time. And I was like, oh, that's an excellent point. Let's be right up front about that. And his point was, he gains nothing by lying to anyone on his show. So he wants to be accurate. He wants to be correct because he doesn't gain. There's nothing to gain from lying to people, which is the total opposite of the left and any shows that they have. They just make stuff up, lie to everybody, and don't apologize for it. Go watch The Young Turks sometime, or don't. He's got a potty mouth, and it's a pretty vulgar show. But go watch The Young Turks if you're an adult and you can stand that kind of thing, and you don't, you know, if you can stomach that kind of stuff. I used to watch it just to hear what they were getting at, just to hear the stuff they were saying. Because I kind of want to, you know what they say, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So you want to know what's going on in their heads. Well, I didn't take long to figure out that they pretty much just always have the same thing going on in their heads. And so I don't have to listen to them anymore to know what they're all about. I've heard enough. It's almost like every time something happens in the world or I hear something in the media, it's like, okay, I know where the left's going with that. This is going to be the drive, the talking point. This is going to be their thing now. This is how they're going to play this out. This is the spin they're going to put on it. Guarantee you, this is how they're going to use that information. So, or when they just say something and I know it's not true. So anyway, there's that. The good news, though, I was getting this earlier, and somehow I got distracted. I don't know how that happens. I somehow distract myself. I'm sitting in a room by myself with a microphone, I'm not by myself. I have two dogs with me. I'm at my office, my big main complex, the studio, the compound here, I'm not sure what to call it yet. Just the compound, the News According to Me studio. So I'm here and with these dogs in a room lined with foam pads. And, I get distracted. I even have the windows blocked off here. This is like an office that's been converted into a sound studio. And, there's nothing in here. But just me and the dogs, and there's a lot of stuff in here, but there's really nothing to, I mean, it's nothing, there's nothing. I'm looking around, it's just, I don't see nothing to, there's nothing distracting me in this office. So somehow I get distracted. I'm not going to get into that. One of you psychologists out there can explain that, maybe. Can diagnose me over the radio, over the podcast, over the microphone. I don't know what this is. This isn't a radio, so I don't know. Over the computer. How's that? Over your listening device. There we go. Just give me about 10 times, I can get it right. So, the gun laws here in the state of Indiana have been pretty good, and that's one of the reasons I like to live here. We at one point thought we might have to move to Michigan for occupational reasons, and it's still a possibility out there in the future somewhere. But I think what we would do is move as close to Michigan as we can and then just, It'll make the drive a little bit easier to get up to where we need to go, Michigan. But just because the gun laws in Michigan they're pretty bad. Well, everything in Michigan in terms of their government there is, you know, welcome to the Communist Party. We have, for those of you listening in Michigan, I'm sorry. If you're able to listen to this at all, if they figure out that you're listening to a guy like me, they're probably going to, probably outside your door right now. The interesting thing that's happening in Indiana, and this, they tried to do this a while back, and it didn't go through because my understanding was they didn't have quite enough votes to do it. But there was quite a bit of backlash. Now, we have a concealed carry permit in this state, which I think is ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that you have to pay for it. The Constitution says I have the right to keep, which means own. The definition there basically is that you can have the right to own a firearm. And the other part of that is that you have the right to bear, to keep and to bear. And that right to keep and bear will not be infringed. I mean, that just simply means in our language today, that would mean restricted or impeded in any way. So what a lot of states do is they take that right away from you. Okay, we're just going to take that right away from you. Well, you still have the right. You just have to buy a permit to get it back. So now you have to pay for this permit because we have to do these checks on you to make sure you're okay to have a sidearm. No, you can only take that right away with due process. And that's not due process. Just taking it away because maybe isn't last I heard that wasn't due process. That's kind of slowly becoming that as the noose tightens around our necks. So we have this lifetime concealed carry permit in the state of Indiana. And, of course, they generate a lot of revenue. I think it's close to $5 million a year that the state police get for selling that permit. Well, la-di-da-di-you. The police union is all upset now because the state police department of Indiana is not going to be getting that revenue anymore because guess what? Indiana is on its way to becoming a constitutional carry state. In other words, we carry based on what the Constitution says, which is part of the oath that they swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, and yet they take the right away, and they sell it back to you in the form of a permit. How would you like it if they did that to your right to free speech, which is close to happening? You don't have the right to free speech. We're going to take that right away from you, and then we're going to sell it back to you in a permit, so you know you can say whatever you want. Your right to assemble peacefully and protest, or the right to petition the government. We're going to take those things away from you, and if you want to do those things, you have to pay for it. Now, there are some issues about filing for permits to protest. The peaceful assembly thing, there are some cities that actually charge you for to get a permit to protest. And that's also as much of a problem. So I don't know how some states get away with this. I'm not sure what goes on, what goes through their heads. And there's been a lot of court cases that eventually hit the Supreme Court. And of course, up until now, we've won most of those. Just based on, you know, like a 5-4 in the votes, barely making it, which is another reason why they want to pack the courts. Now that this particular administration is in charge, you might, with this particular AG, you may want to be aware that we are probably going to have some kind of a crazy shooting or some kind of a weird deal happen that will give them leverage, and they're going to freak out and flip out and try to take away 320 million people's rights to carry, to bear arms based on the fact that, you know, 4 people were shot. That's how that happens. The fact is that they're just afraid of us. And that bears witness with the fence around the Capitol with armed, you know, military guarding them right now. So that has something to do with their fear, I guess. I don't know. The interesting thing about it passed the House. So in the state of Indiana, we have a constitutional carry law now that has gone through. And in the House, it is expected to pass the Senate, the state Senate. And if it does that, I don't know what the governor will do. I'm assuming the governor is going to sign it. We have a Republican governor. I'm assuming he will. However, now he's got Pence's old job. Pence was the last governor we had before the particular governor we have right now. And I don't know if he's going to sign it or not. I have not heard any indication. It has been expected to pass the Senate. I would think that if a bill passes the House and the Senate, I would think the governor would sign it, being that it is a Republican issue. Holcomb is the guy's name. Governor Holcomb. The Honorable Governor Holcomb. I haven't been that impressed with him, I got to say. Been a few things I've disagreed with him on, and I'm not sure I like his leadership style. However, I'll take him over a Democrat any day. But I just don't. I don't. He's not my. He wouldn't be my pick. But much better than the other two candidates we had that were up for election last time. So, hopefully this issue will be resolved here shortly and by the end of the month. Now I have a lifetime carry permit, concealed carry permit in the state of Indiana, and I will keep it. I'm not going to ask for my money back. I'm not going to, because the only way this remains permanent, and I'm not sure that they're doing this exactly, the only way this can remain permanent is if they put it into the state constitution. The next governmental shift that may happen in Indiana, never know, could change the legislation that's going through. I need to look at more of that and see what's happening with it, because if they're not putting it into the state constitution, it is very easy for them to flip it. If it is in the constitution, it's very difficult for them to remove it. And it's very difficult to get it in the constitution. So I don't believe it's going to be a state constitution thing. However, it's in the federal constitution, which they have to abide by. And that's why I'm not sure that it's even how they can even get away with restricting or impeding or infringing on our right to carry. Our right to bear arms. I don't know. Now, they come up with all kinds of, well, it doesn't say you can only carry on your own property. No, that's not what it says. Everywhere I go is I have right to what's called peaceable travel. I have the right to peaceable travel, and I'm supposed to be secure in my things, my stuff, without unreasonable search and seizure. So I don't know. They're now going after people's tax records for the purpose of finding something that they did wrong. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So there we are. That's the good news if you're in living in Indiana. Now I have a lot of listeners in Chicago, and I'd say in terms of cities, or especially big cities, I think Chicago's probably got the biggest listenership in Chicago. Probably. I don't understand why, because I know I'm closest to Chicago, but I don't know why I've got that many people listening in Chicago. So I don't know why the percentage is so high there. I don't know. Unless that's where everybody's VPN is. I don't know. In other news, speaking of cities, or states, I guess, and cities, Governor Cuomo in the state of New York. The accusations continue to get worse. He's claiming all over the place that this is all just conspiracy theory. He did nothing wrong. That all the recommendations he fulfilled, he did everything by the book and did everything the way he was supposed to. And the only thing he didn't misreport the total deaths in New York, just the deaths in nursing homes. He included their deaths in the total death, but he just didn't talk about the only thing he covered up and hid from the feds was the deaths were happening in nursing homes. So I could give you all kinds of examples of why that's stupid, but I won't go there. That should be pretty much on its face understandable that that's stupid. Stupid excuse and a stupid reasoning for whatever he's trying to say there. Now, this kind of gets into the whole thing, again, getting back to the whole gun thing and how, you know, the state representatives take an oath, swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, as well as the state constitution or whatever constitution they're under, bylaws of the county or whatever they got going on. They don't swear to uphold an oath to uphold their oath to an individual, like the mayor or the governor or the president or the Congress, because they aren't the ones who are in charge. The people are the owners of the government. It is four of them by the people, not by the people who are representing the people. That's something they seem to forget a lot. And there's this little organization called Oath Keepers. Now, I'm not going to talk about the Proud Boys. I don't know that much about them, and I don't understand what they're all about. I know that the Proud Boys have had a tendency to be... they're not violent in that they will go out and destroy personal property. They're not like Antifa. But they are a little bit more in your face. They will go after Antifa, though. If they see Antifa or somebody doing something, they've been known to be a little bit more, hands-on. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know some people say vigilanteism is not the way to go. And I'm not going to condone it or say that that's what you should do. But there are times that, I think things get called vigilanteism that probably would not necessarily need to be considered. It's not such a bad thing. There was a guy, I think in Chinatown, or calling it Chinatown, I guess, in a big city, and I don't know where the big city was. I don't think it was in Chicago, because they probably would have hung the guy for doing this. Was in a city somewhere where the guy was allowed to have a gun, obviously. But this guy comes out of his restaurant, out of his business. I thought it was a restaurant, but maybe it just could have been a business of some sort. In Chinatown, a lady was out front and she had a camera and she was taking pictures. And I guess some guy tried to steal her camera out in front of the store. And I don't know if he had a gun or a weapon at all. I have no idea. But he was in the midst of, he was in the middle of robbing this lady and trying to take her camera away from her. And the guy from the store comes out with some kind of a rifle. And he fires the rifle. He didn't hit anybody with it. I don't know if he shot it in the air and then pointed at the guy. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But this guy was like, not in my town, not on my block, not on my sidewalk, not in front of my store. This is not going to start happening. Maybe it had been happening and he's just done with it. He was Asian. And my understanding is, for some reason, Asian crimes against Asian people, I guess, are up. And that's what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's disproportionate. Here's the question. Is it disproportionately up from anybody else, any other ethnic group having crimes against them? I don't know. Because I think crime is going to start going up all over the place, actually. But crime is up with Asian people, and that's why Nancy Pelosi said she went down to Chinatown in San Francisco there and told everybody, come on down. This is before the outbreak. Come on down, have dinner. It's great here. We're not scared of no virus. Of course, a couple weeks later, better be wearing four masks and don't go anywhere near anybody else. Close down the restaurants. Don't go outside. Don't touch. I'm going to go get a blowout. So I guess this guy comes out of his restaurant or his whatever he had, his business of some kind, and shoots this gun. And he got charged with discharge of a firearm in public. And of course, the police are like, oh, well, we don't want anybody to be armed. And we don't, you know, That's our job. Just, you know, if you a loud horn will draw attention and get people, you know, just use a loud horn, an air horn, and one of those little Freon horn type things you use on a boat or something, I guess. That'll work. Yeah. Guy sticks a knife in my face. I'm gonna honk at him. Yeah, that'll get him to go away. Now, in some cases, it might. I don't know. It might work 10, 15, 20% of the time. I do know that there are some, and I can't remember what they call it. It's a CMT, some kind of a, it's a spray. It's like bear spray. It's like repellent. It's like pepper spray type thing, but it shoots a long distance. Now that stuff's pretty effective, and it is a useful tool in the world of non-lethal. However, it has some weaknesses and drawbacks. One of those is in really windy conditions, and of course you can't be very far away from a person. You're talking within 15 feet. Within 15 feet, probably within 10 feet, really. Wind can be a factor if it's very windy. Rain is a factor. The weather plays a big part in this, in how effective or how good this stuff is going to work. So, but it gives you another tool that you chances are you wouldn't get sued from the, you know, if you shoot a firearm at somebody and miss, or you happen to hit somebody, or you hit the wrong person, damage somebody's property. Chances are the non-lethal probably is going to have less of a chance of getting you into a lawsuit. Just saying. It could, but it's less of a chance. So there is that. However, when it comes to someone using deadly force on you, you better have something that can combat that. You better meet them where they're at in that respect. Now, the neighbors and everybody in this area, and that's where this guy did this, they're all calling this guy a hero. And frankly, okay, here's the deal. This guy's not a criminal. He's a business owner. He sees something like this happening. And you get somebody coming out of their building and shooting at you, you're not going to go back to that neighborhood and try to rob again. Okay, that's, you talk about deterrent. That's going to work. That's going to work. And even if just, you know, thugs and robbers think that that's going to happen, that they're going to be able to do that kind of thing again, or that they hear about that kind of thing happening, they're going to be like, don't go down that way to do your business down there. Don't try to rob anything down there, because those guys, they'll shoot you. So it's a major deterrent. And so just keep that in mind. You know, they're going after this guy, in my opinion, for the wrong reasons. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with him, whether he's going to have, you know, charges are going to be dropped or what's going to happen. Nobody was hurt. He did discharge his firearm, and he could be, you know, in charge. He could, of course, they're going to charge him with a felony, and then he won't be able to have a gun anymore, probably, or something like that. I don't know, something like that. But that's kind of ridiculous. But I thought that was an interesting case, and I hope that, now, I would not have done what he did, but I, at the same time, I might have walked out with the gun. Especially if the guy was wielding something like a knife or whatever he had, I might have walked out with something to protect myself. But, yeah. So we got that going for us. And I'm pretty much really looking forward to seeing what happens here this week with, now I think that Mayor Garland, or that, Garland, Gar- Merrick Garland, whatever his name is, I believe he's going to be, I think it's up for a vote today, possibly. More and more people are really disturbed by his answers, that he's been giving on, some of the things that he's been talking about. And let me see if I can just real quick call up, while my internet is going woefully slow, talk again a little bit more about the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers are an organization. If you go here, here's the thing to do. Just go to Oath Keepers, O-A-T-H-K-E-E-P-E-R-S.org. That's their website. They have a website. Read what they're about for yourself. And you tell me if the, now here's what makes them radical. They hold to the, and you can read their bylaws. You can read everything about them. And they are all about you upholding the oath that you took. The one the government makes you do when you take your job. And they tell you that it doesn't matter after you take your job. Go do a little research on your own. Instead of just listening to what MSNBC and CBS and all those, they have got all kinds of hit pieces out on them. Oath keepers are under suspicion for starting the riot, for organizing the riot on January 6th. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Just go to what they're doing. I'll just read this. This is a little thing about Oath Keepers here. Oath Keepers is a nonpartisan association of current and formerly serving military, police, and first responders who pledge to fulfill the oath all military and police take to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath, mandated by Article 6 of the Constitution itself, is to the Constitution, not to the politicians. And Oath Keepers declares that they will not obey unconstitutional orders, such as orders to disarm the American people, to conduct warrantless searches, or to detain Americans as enemy combatants in violation of their ancient right to jury trial. That's radical, folks. That's really radical, folks. Wow, they're really out there. So that's what they're about. That in a nutshell, should tell you everything you need to know about them. And if that's a problem, then we've got a problem. We've got a big problem. Because that's not a problem. That's just people who are saying, they're just holding you accountable to uphold the oath you swore to. And that's supposed to be somehow a radical thing. Which it is kind of radical in this day and age. Oh, you mean you're actually going to do what you said you did? See, politicians can't understand language like that. So, and of course, when you raise up a standard, the left has no understanding of what that means. The only standard they have is a double standard. And their only creed is the end justifies the means. So those two things, you know, they work great together. Yeah. Well, so tomorrow will be the 99th episode. Tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night. Oh, it's going to be a big bash. I might even buy some cheese curds and sit in here and talk about cheese curds and the 100th episode. And we may play some of the, some of the greatest hits in the past, however long it's been, the past 100 episodes. And I'm going to try to get the TNA to Me singers in here to do a little ditty. But I've got a lot of work to do, and I'm not sure I'm going to have time to record those guys. They'll have to do their own, and they don't do as well on their own as they do when I'm helping them out. So we'll have to see how they do. So we'll get that figured out. Tomorrow will be a big celebration, and I'll have to go home and take care of my kitten. I left my cat at home all by himself. Got the dogs here. Because I'm not sure how they would act if I wasn't there and they were alone with the cat. The kitten is a little bit, he's like 9 weeks old now, nine weeks. And he gets pretty rambunctious when he starts playing. Now, when he starts getting a little old, I know that about a month from now, when he's about the 3 to 6 month age, right in there, they're starting to discover how fun it is to pounce and claw and climb and jump. And they start to jump up on counters, knock stuff down, eat stuff, chew on stuff. The whole world is just one big playpen for them. And granted, they do sleep a lot. But when they're awake, oh boy, the fun never stops. So at this point, I might go home today and find out that, it could be all gone. Everything could be gone. I don't know. I have noticed that speaking of viewers, or listeners, I should say listeners, we have some new listeners in Costa Rica. Costa Rica. So I've noticed that. That's one of the new countries now that we have on the charts, which I think is quite interesting. Happy to welcome you aboard, for those of you who are listening. Of course, Indonesia, we have that going on. What was the other country? I thought we had one other new country. I can't remember what it was. I'll have to go down the list here. Germany, Canada, Ireland, Nigeria, Russia, Finland, Italy, United Kingdom, Romania, Australia. Still nobody from New Zealand. I'm a little bit disappointed in New Zealand. France, Taiwan, Indonesia, Netherlands, Costa Rica, and Iran, Venezuela, Vietnam, and Peru. Peru is a new one, I think, too. I don't remember Peru. Is Peru? Yeah, Peru's been there for a while. Yeah, that's been on the chart for a while. So it's becoming a worldwide event here at the News According to Me. Apparently, everybody wants to hear me. So, welcome aboard, Lasvidanya, for those of you in Russia. I don't know how to speak Indonesian or Taiwanese or Sanu. I do know how to speak some Nigerian. I spent some time there. Lafia. There's like five different languages that are the main languages there. Usa. I'll shoot them all out there. Kadang kadang. There you go. I'll put all those out there for everybody to say hi. Actually, all but that last one was an actual real language. But the our Ireland, I'll say hello in Ireland. I don't know how they say hey hello there. I don't know how to hello. I don't know how they talk over there. Irish people. So got all that going on. I think that's about all. I think that's about all I have for today, believe it or not. But by golly, it's been almost an hour show. How does that happen? Where does the time go? I'm just sitting here having fun with y'all. That's for the Southerners. We have some Southern folk. And we're up into the thousands now. So of listeners. So we're gonna be interesting to see what happens tomorrow with the big celebration. I'll have all of you here, and we'll just talk about, reminisce about days gone by. It's really only been about 2 months, I think. I have two shows a day. It adds up pretty quick. So, once again, God bless everybody. Have a good night, and hope everybody keeps praying for the nation, and we'll continue to move forward. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, and big shoe tomorrow. Have a good night.